Be? I mean, is it just a matter of stressing numbers like this to doctors and nurses so they really get the importance?
Yeah, I think awareness might be the first step. Hospitals can also do other things to minimize fatigue among caregivers. And maybe these badges that measure whether you've used the hand sanitizer, maybe they can send off a little alarm every time you have patient contact and you've forgotten to use the hand sanitizer.
All right, interesting stuff as always. Shankar, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
That's Shankar Vedantam, who regularly joins us to talk about social science research. You can follow him on Twitter at Hidden Brain. You can follow this program at Morning Edition. The program is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Very much two types of markets today. The grain, very much a muted affair, while the livestock market has quite a bit of volatility in it. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 5.38 1/4, up 3 3/4. Soft March wheat, 5.14 1/2, down 3. March corn, 3.82 3/4, down 1 3/4, now down 2. May, 3.91 1/2, down 1 3/4. July, 3.99 3/4, down 1 1/2. December, 4.15 3/4, down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 10.26 3/4, down 4. July, 10.31 1/4, down 3 1/2. Go back, pick up the May. It's 10.27 3/4, down 4. November, 9.95 1/2, down 2. March soybean meal, 3.49, down 4.70. March soybean oil, 33.10, up 30 cents. Then the livestock, April live cattle, 153.57 1/2 now, up 187 1/2. March feeders, 204.15, up 225. And April lean hogs are 68.15. They're up 67 1/2. The all-day ag outlook meeting is a week from tomorrow. Boy, has time climbed up and passed by and caught up with us. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, March the 10th. That's next Tuesday. And there is still time. That's the good news for you to get your tickets if you don't have them. The weather, if you've been thinking about, well, how's the weather going to be a week from tomorrow? Scheduled to look like a pretty good affair thus far. You can get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300, or you can go to our secure website at willag.org, willag.org. Ticket price, $25, includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, a full day of analysis activities, and it's a WASD day, so we will have fresh news to look at and digest and put into our thoughts heading forward into planting season, and that planting intentions report on March the 31st. We hope you will join us. 217-333-7300 or willag.org. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Where am I today? Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start with the livestock side because it just, it's perked up, and I'm wondering if it's the fact that cash is so much above the marketplace still.
That's part of it, yes. We've seen a huge discount, futures versus cash. Cash has been able to hang in there. We've had some weather situations in a certain part of the country, slowing down movement. But then, too, we've seen some weather situations slow down consumption also. Kind of feel, though, that the futures were too much of a discount to the current fundamental situation. The 170 area is too pricey to the upside, and this 145 is too cheap, per se, so we look for the market to try to meet somewhere back in the middle there again. Overall, domestic consumption remains a concern on the beef side of the equation. We're hinging or depending on export to pick up the demand side. Then also, too, we've seen quite a bit of import from Mexico come into the country there. So Ribeyes, I think you keep an eye on them. There's going to be an opportunity to get a little bit booked there for your freezer. But the main thing is these pork loins are getting fairly priced on the wholesale side. So whenever you can find these wholesale pork loins below a buck, I'd be watching things fairly closely there to get a little bit done. But overall, pork situation seems to be a little bit more favorable to the consumer, just the fact that we've seen a lot of tonnage come to the market mm-hmm. here. We're seeing a little bit of expansion. And from a speculative point of view, hogs probably got a little overdone to the downside, just the fear that this virus would pop up this winter, and that did not materialize.
Yeah, you see pork loins is a featured item in some flyers now around that $2 price point. So.
That's a little high. That's a little high. I'd hold out, just dip below $2, and I'd jump on a day.
Let's go ahead and look at the grain side of the equation. The time we've talked, beans down just a little bit more. Probably time for traders to begin to digest what happened in Brazil over the weekend with the government clearing away much of the roadblocks. I'm seeing reported.
Well, a good chunk. There's still some independent guys out there, some troublemakers wanting to keep things stirred up a little bit, but. It just goes to show how sensitive the world trade is to making sure those beans move freely to the export channel. You know, it's a two-edged sword. A little premium on slowdown movement, but yet those beans are backed up, and they're going to come to town. They're going to be moved out and come to market. And it's just a matter of when. So we'll see how that unfolds there. A little concerns from not getting the crop out and getting that double crop in behind it, could get the market a little touchy here for a little bit. But the main thing is there's no major slowdown right at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised though if the dock guys decide to try to get their 2 cents in at some point in time.
Harder to qualify is the diesel situation going the other way, and that's could be important relative to second crop corn.
Yeah, whenever inputs, if you didn't have them booked or on farm, that could be a concern. Some guys go hand to mouth as they go. I think it's a small percentage of the problem, more of a conversational piece mm-hmm. than anything.
So, what do we look for this week? Are we looking for the market to have seasonals or counter seasonals?
Yeah. I think the bull and the bear both are going to have their way in through here. I think there's some good demand under the market. The end users, still need to get some coverage on. Producers are going to need to make some catch-up sales here. I think we're choppy. Cycle counts point to a little topping in through here. We made that cycle low 1st of February. Mm-hmm. We've trended higher or held in there through the month of February. So we're due to maybe roll over here a little bit and correct. The thing is, we've got the weather forecast to watch fairly closely here. Extremely wet and cold in the south, getting a little dry in the upper northwest. Got to keep an eye on that. We'll see what the acreage mix shows us in through here. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of market action to be had in through here. But the number one thing, as a producer, we continue to feel to have a price floor under us in case this thing rolls over and everybody becomes disinterested all of a sudden.
So is a price floor worth it at 9.95 and a half and at 4.15 and a quarter?
Well, we feel so. If for some reason we get a wet spring and we see more bean acres and favorable growing season, beans are down around $8.50, I mean, that's going to hurt. I'd rather put a price floor in and defend that and be wrong rather than get nipped that bad.
We sometimes talk about the outside markets, and we only make note of it because it's been a long time. NASDAQ composite among 5,000, and that hasn't happened for 15 years, so I just wonder if there's any connection with the grains or not.
Well, anybody's held on, hats out. It's been a long recovery in through here. The thing about that is there's several companies that's gone under since then. You had to be in the so-called NASDAQ index to take advantage of it, or some of those companies that, you know, survived that falling through there. But it encourages or reinforces investor confidence. Mm. And there's a lot of speculative trade out there. And, you know, as long as this stock index you hold together, investor confidence is strong. Consumer confidence is strong for the most part, so it's got to be a positive.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn, 382 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. May, 391 and a quarter, down 2. July, 399 and a quarter, down 2. December, 415 and a half, down 2. March beans, 1024 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. May, 1026, down 5 and 3 quarters. July, 10:30, down 4 3/4. November, 9:95 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.